Matt Greenwood speaking on regional radio with John Brown of DeSoto Wrestling as they get ready for the state tournament tomorrow. And Coach Brown, let's dive right into it. You and I have already spoken about J.C. Feller and Hunter Bullock, two girls that are were district champions in their respective weight classes and are going to be pretty strong moving forward in the state tournament. So I want to turn my attention to the boys here, and let's just jump right into Lucas Watson in the 182 for you, district champion, a senior. Kind of take us through your thoughts on his chances of winning a state medal.
Well, when you get down to state, you're going to have to you're just going to have to wrestle the best you can, and sometimes you get luck, sometimes you're just a better wrestler. His chances can be great. Sometimes I see kids go in there and look like deer in headlights, and some kids just wrestle their butts off, and I'm hoping that he wrestles very well.
Coach Brown, Landon Porter continues to be just dynamic in the 285. Battled Joe Becker twice this year, beat him both times in a championship match, and just obviously very, very tough. What qualities beyond just, beyond just how he's been doing up to this point, what are some qualities that you feel like makes him a state championship material?
Well, he's a very smart wrestler. He positions himself very well. He tries not to get out of position. That's a big key factor in the heavyweight division, especially because some of those kids can one slight move, a mistake, and they're on their back and things like that. So, but he's very smart and positions himself very well.
What about his run through districts, Coach? Kind of gives you that extra bit of confidence that he can go out and finish first at the state meet this weekend.
Yeah, he was pretty pumped up for the district finals. I know him and Joe have been wrestling since they were kids, and and Joe knows how he wrestles, and Porter knows how Joe wrestles, and it ended up being tight matches both times they wrestled this year. He just, like I said, he positions himself very well, and he knows when he gets in trouble, he gets out of it.
What's his field looking like? Is he going to be, do you feel like he's going to be challenged pretty well in the 285 at state?
This is the toughest tournament we're in. I feel like, and I keep telling the kids, you have to wrestle one match at a time. You can't think ahead. Just like I said, it's just the toughest tournament that we're in. Every match is going to be tough.
Who are some guys, if you can think of off the top of your head, guys that immediately stand out and say, to yourself, since you're obviously not asking him to look ahead, but to yourself, you're thinking, okay, if Landon faces this kid, boy, is he in for a tough physical fight.
Yeah, most of your quarters are tough and your semis are very tough, and hopefully we can prevail.
In terms of specific wrestlers, Coach, do you have any names that you can think of?
No, I don't. Like I said, I just look at one match at a time with the kids, and then when the next round comes, we talk about what we need to do and things. I really try not to look ahead of anything.
Okay. Do you know the name of the first kid that he's going to be wrestling?
I do believe it's a kid from Washington. I do believe.
Okay, very cool. Coach, I noticed that eight guys qualified for state. That's a lot of wrestlers to qualify. Where does that stand in the history of DeSoto?
Well, I've been with Coach Georgia. We've had 10 go through it a few years ago. Eight is the most that I have brought. I think my first year we brought seven, but eight is the most I've brought. But the kids wrestled very well. They picked it up on Saturday. We had quite a few wrestle backs, and they wanted to stay in to get to the state tournament. So they wrestled very well.
I'd be remiss, Coach Brown, not to bring up the Zimmerman kids, Logan and Connor, finishing runner-up in their respective weight classes. What makes them state championship material in your mind?
Well, they both work hard in the practice room, and they're both smart wrestlers. They just they had a bad finals match, or I wouldn't say a bad finals match. They wrestled very hard, but they I feel like they're confident enough to do something at state.
All right, very cool. And Coach, I'll just sort of get a general sense from you on the other wrestlers, and I'll name the names for our listeners here. Kenneth Coates in the 113, Devin Francis in the 132, then you got Cameron Brooks in the 160, along with Chase Greenlee in the 195. Those are guys that I have yet to name. Of course, Porter Watson and the Zimmerman kids. But in terms of their qualities and their seasons up to this point, who are some of those of the ones that I've named that you feel can also medal at state coming up?
Well, I think any of them. I've seen things happen at the state tournament. I've seen kids take fourth and end up in the finals. I've seen kids take third and fourth that end up placing in the state tournament. So sometimes the stars line up very well for them. And, you know, any of them can do, they can do that as far as I'm concerned.
All right, and I know some of those names, the kids are juniors, Cameron Brooks and Kenneth Coates. Have they had this run of success before in wrestling for DeSoto?
No, this is their first time going to the state tournament. And I know Kenny Coates took a year off and came back and became a state qualifier. Cameron's been with us for a while, and we kept talking and practicing with him, and he ended up having a good tournament for us the other day.
Okay, and then Chase Greenlee is the other junior that qualified for state. What's his background in regards to that sort of thing?
Well, as a high school wrestler, this is his first year wrestling high school. He wrestled Little League. I don't know how old he was. He was around 10, 11 years old, I think. He used to wrestle Little League, and then he ended up coming back and ended up enjoying it and had quite a bit of success.
All right. Well, congratulations to that first-year high school wrestler, Chase Greenlee, then, huh?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, still more work to be done, obviously. All right, Coach Brown, certainly appreciate your time. We'll put a preview together and post it online, and glad you could have 10 minutes with us.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that is John Brown of DeSoto Wrestling joining us here on Regional Radio.